listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect. Really hope that you've had a good week. I know it's still tough out there. COVID-19 still affecting our community. And understand yesterday that there may be some additional tightening of the reins. So want to encourage everybody, just be careful. Be smart, be safe, and take care of yourself. We need to take care of each other. And arguing about it seems kind of senseless. The numbers are going up a little bit, so let's just do what it takes to make those go back down, and we'll all be the better for it. Hey, some exciting stuff coming up, and a little bit of an unusual topic on the program today. I'm joined in studio by Todd Patton. Todd is a retired Bernalillo County Sheriff. He's with the SWAT team as a deputy operator. He's one of those guys that runs to fire. Hi, Todd. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Jim? Good to be here.
And I told you this before in our private conversations. I hope, Todd, that if there's ever an emergency, and we pray there's not, that I'm one of those people that would run to the fire and help.
Amen.
And I got to tell you, there's people that are tested, and unfortunately we have incidents in our country. So most of our listeners are thinking, wow, when we go to church, it's very peaceful. It's calming. Everybody loves each other. But you do things behind the scenes, and we're going to be joined shortly by Vince Harrison, who's the director of the safety team at Calvary Church, and you're also part of that safety team as well. We don't really see the bad guys that you have to deal with, do we?
No, that's the whole kind of the intention behind it is to protect the flock. So that they're not exposed, so that the worship that they're experiencing is not interrupted, and we're kind of on the perimeter, keeping the wolves away.
Yeah. And Todd, you're really wanting to appeal to churches. So if you are part of another church, the leadership there, if you attend another church other than Calvary Church, and you want to gather some people together and come to this conference, it's going to be October 17th. It's going to be held at Calvary Church Westside, which is 6051 Winter Haven Road Northwest. That's basically the corner of Coors and Montaño. Yes. In the Montaño Plaza. Todd, tell us about the place of worship, effective security response to protest and demonstrations conference.
So every year we meet months prior and sort of look at what the hot topics are that are happening around the world and around even our city. And we try to come up with topics that will be meaningful, that will be relatable to churches, the threats that they're facing. And so it's changed throughout the years. And this year we felt, with all of the videos that we've been seeing and news articles that we've been seeing of actual churches now being targeted for protests, for violence, those sorts of things, we thought this would be a good time to focus on bringing some of the police tactics that we have learned for demonstrators and such, and making it relatable to a civilian world, to where they could protect or at least set up some sort of a defense against a large crowd of protesters who would come in an attempt to either disrupt or to do physical damage or harm to worshipers.
The cost of the conference is $50. It's going to be well worth it for you to come and to find out about a plan. The other thing I know between you and Vince, and you're also going to have Gil Baca with Global One. Gil is a retired state police officer. I've known Gil a long time. In fact, I'm sad that Gil's not here because I can't make up stories about how I dunked on him and stuff in basketball. Yes. Over the years, you know? I hope Vince is listening, brother. I'm just teasing him. But Todd, you guys do an extensive amount of training. You do an extensive amount of planning. You have security cameras, but those are not just, I want to say, a passive thing. You actually deploy those as part of your plan and have people actively involved with all of that. So the people that come to this conference are going to be able to take the years of experience that you have and that from Vince Harrison. Tell us a little bit about your speakers and who will be speaking.
Yeah, absolutely. We're blessed that Calvary has taken such a serious approach to security and such, and Vince has really pioneered that and brought church security to a new level here and for many churches. So a lot of churches do contact him for advice and for direction. And so it's a blessing to be able to share the knowledge that he has learned, that we have learned over years of mistakes and goods and bads. And even though even a smaller church that cannot afford a high security system, you can still do things practically. And that's what we're hoping that they understand, is you don't need millions of dollars to invest in anything. You can do this with people, and if you have an awareness about it. The other good thing about this year is we have a very high-profile speaker coming, Jimmy Meeks. If anybody is in any sort of church security or sheepdog ministries or anything like that, you'll know that name, Jimmy Meeks. And so he has agreed to come, and he's going to share his heart with us, which is very unique, and it's going to be very much worth your time, because he's a very passionate speaker about church security and about watching over the sheep and such.
Todd, how do people register if they're interested in getting involved with the conference? Again, this is October 17th. It'll be from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. It'll be held at 6051 Winter Haven, which is Calvary Church West Side. And, you know, that's a really nice place to meet.
This is our first time doing it at that venue, so we figured, well, let's move it around. And so we're going to the West Side. And we'll be able to set up some unique training things that we can practically do with the participants who come. And just to get them thinking outside of the box as far as what the new threats or the newest threats are that we're facing. But if somebody wants to register, they just go online to www.globalonedefense.com. That's all one word. And go through their events and details, and you'll see the places of worship conference, and they can register there.
And they can register there. Again, it's $50. Be great for church elders.
Absolutely.
Men and women.
Absolutely.
All welcome.
Awesome.
Age limit to how young you can be to be part of a safety team at a church?
Well, I'm sure there's legal liability issues that go along with that, but we do talk about, real topics. And so, if you feel like it's not appropriate for a younger child to be there, there will be no child care provided, so you would have to attend.
Well, I guess what I'm thinking in my mind, there may be some high school people that would be really interested in being on the safety team. And we're not just talking about security. We're talking about, I know churches that I can tell you right now don't have a fire evacuation plan.
Right.
And you're going to talk to them about really simple things. You're going to talk to them about protecting the flock.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah. So, teens, I'm sure we'll bring them in and get them trained up, and we'd love to have them start them off, young. But you talk about caring for the flock, and I know as a pastor, part of that is in worship, right, in spiritual care. But you also have to think that while they're there listening to you or singing or worshiping, there's a duty on us to protect that as well, to keep you safe, to make sure as much as we can that that time is not interrupted, and that you grow from those things, and to protect pastor and whoever else, the kids that are there. Unfortunately, in our world today, we've got to think about these things.
Yeah, we live in a scary place. Do you think in some ways, Todd, that people don't understand, I'm going to just use the word evil.
Yes.
They just don't quite have a grasp. I know, you know, we talk to them all the time about the enemy of this world, the enemy of our God, who's literally been allowed to have a domain on earth. And they don't realize that his job is to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
Not to trip us up. Not to trick us, but to literally destroy us. And boy, I am so blessed that you guys are here at Calvary. We're now joined by Vince Harrison. He's the director
Hello.
Of the Security and Safety Team, Calvary Church. Hi, Vince.
Hello. How are you?
Okay, so Todd and I were speculating that you might be handcuffing somebody outside.
Oh, I was listening to you guys.
I'm teasing you.
I heard about the dunk over Gil there.
There you go. Hey, and I'm going to exaggerate that story. That's the best thing about sports stories. They get better every time you tell them, right? Does that happen in law enforcement?
Oh, sure.
Depends on who you're talking to.
Right.
Hey, I want to let's go to Vince now. Vince, you're a former detective with the Albuquerque Police Department. I mean, I know your heart. I don't know you well, but I've talked to you a little bit. We had you really spent some special time with us talking about 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten to see how you interact with people and how you de-escalate issues and different things that come up. But as Todd was just saying, you really almost, if you're doing it the way you want it done, you're almost like invisible. It just kind of happens and everybody just feels really safe.
Yeah. I think that's, when we're talking about, that's part of the preparing for what ifs and keeping people trained up. And that's just being in the shadows, but it's nice to be able to train some folks and have them trained up so they can be prepared for, the what ifs at their places of worship and for their facilities.
So I'm going to give you a scenario. If you are in charge of church security or parking lot duty, and you go out and make up some t-shirts that say security on them, but those people that you put those security shirts on don't have any training, are you putting them in a really bad situation?
Well, you're setting them up to fail, number one. And number two, you're setting them up for liability, and that's the church. And then in New Mexico, there's a level one and level two and level three level security. So you got to be careful presenting yourself with a uniform that says security on it versus safety. Mm-hmm. I mean, are they, some churches have usher teams and welcome teams that are, don't have security teams. They're the eyes and ears, and they're the people that help make decisions on reporting issues and to police. So it just depends on what level of security they're at, if they're going to be full intervention or they're going to watch and assess and then report.
Todd, you mentioned earlier that some places of worship are now being targeted. We see it on TV, and you're trying to be proactive and prepare the churches, particularly in our community. So again, we're talking about the 12th annual Place of Worship, Effective Security Response to Protests and Demonstrations. It's really going to cover a lot of material, not just security, but safety planning and sure, putting the whole thing together. Todd, what are some of the things that people are doing to target churches now?
Well, outside of, I mean, the most recent ones we've seen on video was people coming in and actually just disrupting a church service in action. There was, and we'll be showing some videos of this, of protesters screaming and yelling at people who were walking to church, walking like up the stairs into the entry points, and yelling at children through bullhorns and calling them this and that and all sorts of horrible things. And the look on these mothers and children's faces is horrible. And so, but they don't care, you know, nothing is out of bounds anymore. And so, nothing is sacred anymore. So they're going to attack where they feel, they're going to receive the least amount of resistance. And, so why not come to a church where there's just all these innocent, loving people and we can, do whatever we would like because they're not going to fight back. And so we're going to address those issues about, some of the things that they can do to, sort of, harden their facility, use a better word, and to, at least try and minimize the amount of access a group can have into the worship service or into the church, to protect the people that are in there, the people that are coming to worship. As again, it's sad and it's unfortunate that we even have to discuss this, but, everything is up for grabs these days, and there is no sanctity to church or anything like that, human life, all that sort of stuff. And so, unfortunately, now we have to prepare for that and handle that topic this year.
Vince, you've talked about some training that people are going to receive, so it's not just lecturing that they're going to get at this conference. What are the types of training that they'll receive?
What we try to do at the conference is, I mean, COVID has restricted us a little bit. So obviously we're going to be having restrictions on masks and stuff like that, and we're allowed a certain percentage in the auditorium. Most conferences around the country have been canceled up to this point, so it's really we're thankful to have Jimmy Meeks joining us, who works for Sheepdog Ministry. Jimmy Meeks has been a motivational speaker who speaks around the country with Colonel Grossman. I think Todd covered that. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal guy. He's been to anytime there's a church shooting or massacre in this country, he's there. He's there within a couple of days, and he's, you know, trying to pump them up, make sure they understand that their church takes church security seriously, what they could do better, to have him part of our team this year. The training that we usually cover every year. We always implement active shooter response training. We're going to just touch a quick overview of that, but more focus this year is like last year's conference was on church, sexual predators. This year is on protest and dealing with disruptions. One of the main things that's been coming up, a lot of questions I've had over the past 6 to 8 months from other churches around New Mexico and A couple in Texas have called me, and one in Colorado, asking, what about church management? What about liability? What about concealed carry? What about use of force? What about de-escalation? I mean, what about defensive tactics? Should they wear shirts? Should they not? Should they be in just plain clothes with a name tag? There's so many questions. Gear. What type of gear do you have? Do you have radios, headsets? So all that's going to be addressed in the training. One of the other questions that we're getting is, how do you do your own assessment at your church and your place of worship? How do you walk around? What cameras do you have? What camera systems do you have? Do you have an emergency alert system? Do you have a mass notification system? How does all that work? How do I notify the ushers? How do I notify the volunteers? How do I know? It's always been a question, and it doesn't always have to come down to money, because finances are, you know, within churches are restricted. We're using God's money, right? So we got to be very frugal with it. So all that's going to be addressed. I know we're going to have a couple of breakout sessions. We're going to break up a couple of groups, but I don't want to throw it all out there quite yet.
Sure.
Yeah, but it's going to be a good conference.
Well, and I want to talk a little bit too. I noticed Todd's going to be one of your speakers. You're going to be speaking, and Todd's even going to be covering things about life-saving first aid, tactical first aid. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the things that many times we just don't think about. If you win the bullet battle, but you lose the blood battle, because anytime there's any sort of mass shooting or something like that, you always have victims. And so we thought it would be essential to implement that. And we're not making anybody a paramedic or anything like that, but we are talking about basically how to plug holes, put on tourniquets, just basic life-saving things that you can do within the first few minutes of an attack, even if it's a IED or something like that, a blast, some life-saving things that you can do to stop the bleeding and prolong death to get them to the higher care that they will need. So we're going to talk about what sort of bags your church should stock and what sort of materials and what the latest stuff is that's out there on the market that they can use to help stop bleeding. Control bleeding, like I said, tourniquets and all those sorts of things. So we thought that's essential, because it's going to take time once you dial 911. It takes time for them to respond. It takes time for the police to secure the scene. It takes time for an actual paramedic to put their hands on you. And, in that time frame, you're bleeding.
Yes.
So what do you do? You know, so we want to talk about the seriousness of having something on your campus in hand for somebody to be able to use to get some bandages out to start wrapping wounds and plugging holes and things.
As I'm talking to you two today, I'm thinking there's a lot to safety and security planning.
Sure.
I mean, everything from how you drive in and how you exit the parking lot to where is the defibrillator hanging on the wall to where are the bandages to where are the band-aids.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't have a plan in mind for that,
no.
Do they?
No. No. I'm so thankful. I think God has blessed us, Vince and I specifically, and Gil, with a career that in law enforcement and tons of training and tons of exposure to evil and bad people and such. And now he's using that to better, in a ministry standpoint, to help the church family, you know,
yeah.
In that sense. And it's a blessing, really.
Yeah, that's really an awesome. Awesome, awesome deal. I am in studio with Vince Harrison. He's the director of safety for Calvary Church, and he's a retired Albuquerque Police Department detective. Pastor Todd Patton serves on the safety team at Calvary Church. He retired from the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department as part of the SWAT. He was a SWAT deputy operator. These two gentlemen are serving in ministry. They want to train up churches and church leadership to develop a security and a safety plan. They have a conference coming up. It's their 12th conference, October 17th, 9 a.m. to 3:30. It'll be held at 6051 Winter Haven Road Northwest. That's the site of Calvary Church West Side. It'll be a fun event. These two guys like to have fun, but they're also very serious and they really know their business. So we've got more to talk about, maybe some good stories to share with you. So stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Do you have an old clunker or a good running vehicle? Donate to Joy Junction. It can help bring hope to the homeless. If it's in good condition, great. If not, no problem. Running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us and we'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help? Here's Joy Junction CEO, Elma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless families, men and women, for more than 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder, Jeremy Reynolds, to have a new additional space to give more dignity and privacy to those who come to our doors. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org.
Serving you and your family day and night. Call Bosky when you want it done right. For heating, cooling, plumbing, and more. 24/7 we'll be at your door.
Locally grown, locally owned. Bosky Heating and Cooling. A portion goes back into the community. 444-7200.
For quality service like a breath of fresh air. Call Bosky and we'll be.
I'm Rob Snead, General Manager at Power Ford. All dealerships have the same incentives. Big rebates, customer cash, we've all got them. The difference is in what the dealership does for you. And at Power Ford, it's all about you. You'll get a better deal and a better experience. And every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty, complimentary maintenance, and roadside assistance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaña, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
I get so interested in talking to my guests. We're having this great conversation, and our producer, Steve Ryman's waving at us and throwing things at me. Jim, we're coming back on the radio. well, I love it. Vince Harrison, Todd Patton in studio, two great former law enforcement officers, and I have to say this in the midst of everything we're dealing with, I know the hearts of you two gentlemen. You two guys have a heart to help people. You have the sensitivity, if you will, and maybe sometimes it's desensitivity, to put up with people that are not very nice.
Yes.
And to still de-escalate, still be kind. And I have to say, I don't know if I have that capability. You know, if somebody wants to cuss me out in my face, I don't think I can, oh, okay, you know, sir, can I help you in any way? I mean, and that's what you guys do. Yeah. And it's amazing. And I said this to Todd earlier, and I'm going to say it to you, Vince. I am so thankful for people that will run to the fire. I know if there were, heaven forbid, anything that ever happened on this campus, you two are going to the fire. And that yes. is an amazing gift. It takes tremendous courage. Thanks for doing that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's also kind of cool, isn't it? I like it. It's like a superhero.
Plenty kind of scars
thing.
And limps later. Oh. Yeah.
It's cool until it happens. And then it's yeah. not cool anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Vince, I asked what I didn't intend to be a flippant question, but I'm thinking the nurse people that say, hey, I need some volunteers to do parking lot duty and security for the church. Who's interested? And 10 people raise their hand. Let's say it's, you know, 3 women and 7 men, and you give them a nice T-shirt. There's a problem with just doing that.
Yeah. And that's what in the last, I'd say the last 8 to 10 years, churches have taken it more serious. I'll be honest. August was 23 years I've been doing church security. And 20 years ago, people would laugh. What do you need active shooter training for? Tourniquets. What's even a tourniquet? You know, and, it's so when you start now, most churches want the training. They want, how do we get it? What do we need to do? How do we train our staff? How do we train our volunteers? And also, what's the liability? Do you have insurance? And that's a whole other spectrum. I mean, when it comes to premise liability, there are 2 things the courts look at for adjudication on cases. Was it foreseeable and was it preventable? If it was foreseeable and that curb that you're walking outside is lifted up by the roots of the trees and Calvary doesn't take care of it and it was preventable and foreseeable, then Calvary's liable, whatever church it may be. And that's for everybody. And it's not just for cities and states and counties and your private residents. It's also for churches. If you have an open facility, you have a duty to protect. and provide safety.
I'm thinking about hardening a facility, and that's having people stationed at doors. That's having the ability to lock people from going in. You're never going to restrict egress getting out. But the funny thing is a lot of people don't even have an egress plan. Like we talked earlier, they don't have – I think that the law requires whenever you have a gathering place with so many people, you have to have, say, a PDF printout of your floor plan and a fire exit deal.
Yeah.
I go into hundreds of churches and I never see anything like that.
Yeah.
And that's just part of the safety plan. But there's more hardening. Like I can't so many times we think about people driving through the front doors of a building. Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty tough to do at Calvary Church.
Oh, that's one of the things we're going to cover next weekend. It's going to be assessments, risk assessments, and vulnerability assessments of your own facility. And Gil Baca will be going over that. He's done it for many, many corporations. And we have a quick checklist that we give. Brotherhood Mutual is our insurance company. They have great resources online. But one of their checklists is doing a vulnerability assessment of your own facility. What's nice now, Jim, is with technology, Zoom, Facebook, there's churches in every state in this country under the faith-based security network that talk to each other. And we do a Zoom meeting every Saturday. So whether it's Chris Maloney in Minnesota or it's Carl Chin in Colorado Springs or Todd Patton here in Albuquerque, we can all talk to each other and communicate what works in Wisconsin. What are the laws of Wisconsin will not work in Albuquerque, New Mexico. What works in Albuquerque probably won't work in Washington State. So what a concealed carry, for instance, can a church member carry? In the state of Texas, a citizen could not carry a concealed carry weapon as of 2 years ago. Recently, there's a new law that was passed that Jimmy Meeks was part of going down to the legislature in Texas. Now, anybody who has a concealed carry permit lawfully can go into a church, a place of worship with a weapon. So there's a lot of things behind the scenes that people need to understand before they start implementing a security and safety team.
Vince, I've done a lot of training with shooting, and I can tell you the responsibility for a bullet coming out of a gun takes a lot more than taking a concealed carry class. In fact, I've been to a couple of those classes where you didn't even do any shooting, and that's just scary to me. Now, the NRA is not going to like that I said that, but they may like the fact that I enjoy target shooting. I think it's good if you know what you're doing, but you know, we entrust a deadly weapon called an automobile to a 15-year-old kid, and they've got to take 50 hours of driving experience and training with their parents, and then they have to take driver's education. But you can get a concealed carry permit for a lot less than that, and that seems a little scary. But you are really going to help people get all organized. This is a $50 investment. It's going to be a one-day training, 9 a.m., 3:30, October 17th. People can get signed up. And let me read real quick the email or the web address one more time. This is global1, spelled out, O-N-E, defense.com. And you can go into their events page, go to details, look at the place of worship conference and click there and you can register for the event.
Sure. We also have Calvary's website.
Okay.
Under Calvary's website, there under events page, there's a link also now as of 2 weeks.
So calvarynm.church, click on events. You can go to that link. Tell us what you're going to get. What's the value? People want that value proposition. We've talked about all the things that you're going to do. That's $50 is not a lot for that much information.
No, it's for a reason. I mean, we understand people are in hard times and with COVID and stuff. We wanted to make sure we can provide as much training at a low cost that takes care of our facility and what we need to deal with and as the lowest cost as we can.
Vince, after the conference, and I'm not volunteering this, but I'm just asking the question, can people come over here and observe the way you work with your team and stuff? And
phone call and email. Yep.
Yeah.
And we'll set that up. We can, and I'll talk about that at the conference.
Yeah. That's fantastic. So want to make sure everybody knows about this. If you're in church leadership, you may be part of the children's ministry, the women's ministry, or some other, you know, the men's Bible study at 6 o'clock in the morning when nobody else is there. And you constantly have to be aware of your surroundings. And I have to tell you a quick story. I have 5 children. 3 of them are girls. So I'm driving into Walmart one day and my girls are kind of young. And I said, look, when you guys start driving, I want you to always park in light in the parking lot because they're pretty dark. I want to make sure you park near a light. And I always want the vehicle to be visible to the front entrance of the store because there's always people there. So what happens? My daughter's driving the car. She drives in and she parks next to this van that's totally blocking anybody seeing it. The doors to the van are open. It's one of those old panel vans with the carpet on the inside. And there's 4 high school boys. Now, I don't want to speak ill of high school boys, but they're, you know, my daughters are attractive young ladies. And what's a dad going to do when they start saying things that they shouldn't say? And so we pull into this parking space and I looked at my daughter and I said, did you not hear anything that I just said? And that's just an illustration to say that people are not aware of their surroundings.
Yeah. It's a huge, huge issue in our society. Huge.
Do you talk about how church people can make their people not be victims, how they can learn how to not be a victim by just being aware of their surroundings?
I think the best thing that we can do is stir the mind and get that mindset flowing. When they leave this conference, that they'll rethink or think about, hey, do we have anything on board at our place of worship? Or do I have a first aid kit in my vehicle? Or do I have anything for self-defense or all those things? The awareness of where I'm parking, the awareness of am I walking with my head buried in my cell phone, all of those sorts of things. Predators look for easy targets. And that's what they're looking for. They're looking for somebody who's an attractive young lady who's got their head buried in a cell phone or what have you, or not aware of that van parked there. And that's how bad things happen. So we want to make people aware and wake them up. You know, this is a real threat. This is a real thing going on. And you can defend yourself and you can fight for your life and you can win. And you might not ever have to do that if you practice the awareness and the mindset of being alert and looking around and avoiding a lot of those things. But when it comes down to it, you can fight and you can win. And we want people to have that mindset when they are out and about in their life.
Again, you're going to take, you're going to follow all the recommended COVID-19 safety procedures. This is, we're talking about the 12th annual Place of Worship Effective Security Response. This year emphasizing how to respond to protests and possible demonstrations, being proactive and being ready. But you're going to cover so many more things. You're going to be talking about tactical first aid. We're going to be talking about hardening your campus and all of that. We're going to be talking about, you know, selection of your security teams. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Sure. Vince Harrison, Todd Patton in studio with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Adam Holtz, and you're listening to Plugged In.
You're not putting me in a home.
What if it were our home?
Grandpa!
In the new movie, The War with Grandpa, Robert De Niro plays Grandpa Ed. His daughter, Sally, has invited the lonely widower to come live with her family. But middle schooler Peter will have to give up his room. Peter isn't happy, so he slips Grandpa a note that reads, "When one person steals another person's bedroom, there is no other choice but war." The War with Grandpa is a 21st century homage to Home Alone. Peter and Grandpa exchange endless attacks in this pratfall-filled PG comedy. Language and toilet humor make appearances too. So we're giving The War with Grandpa a 3 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio and be sure to check us out on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
Every day, children and teens will find themselves in the foster care system.
Because their parents can't take care of them.
Because of abuse or neglect.
They'll find themselves
scared,
angry, alone.
As a Christian foster parent, you can open your heart and open your home to a child or teen in need.
You can change a life.
To learn more about Christian foster care, call the Bear Foundation, 505-888-1362, christianfostercare.org.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at Gonstead-NM.com or 505-884-8584.
It's a daily occurrence now to see someone who's homeless. It's these you see along with hundreds of others who find assistance through this month's featured Mission New Mexico ministry. Since 1982, The Rock at Noonday has operated a day shelter for the homeless. Currently serving over 100,000 meals annually, The Rock at Noonday has expanded its outreach to assist the homeless with clothing, hygiene, school supplies, legal aid, health care, veteran support, and more. This month, you can show your support financially, prayerfully, or through words of support, volunteering, and donated items. Current needs include lightly used or new men's pants, sizes 32 through 36, tennis shoes for men and women, new underwear and socks, and travel size hygiene items. Your assistance means Christ's love can be shared with a neighbor in need today. Click on Mission NM at knkt.com or star88.fm.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Vince Harrison is the Director of Safety and Security at Calvary Church. He's a retired Albuquerque Police Department detective. Pastor Todd Patton serves on the safety team at Calvary Church. He's also retired from the SWAT team as a deputy operator with the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department. Both joining me in studio. And Vince, I want to go to you right now. I'm imagining Pastor Skip, Calvary Church, saying, "Will you pray with me now?" And all of us bow our heads and we're praying, and the bad guys are not bowing their heads.
No. You know, there's an old, I don't know if you remember the movie, The Bodyguard.
Yes.
With Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner. And so at the very end of the movie, it's the last 30 seconds of the movie that somebody had died and they're at a funeral and he's back behind the drapes at church and you have a preacher up there preaching and Kevin Costner's head's up there on a swivel. He's looking around. Everybody's has their heads bowed. And that's what we teach everybody. That's the first time I've ever seen it in the public. If you're going to pray, you pray with one eye open, right? Heads on a swivel. Cause you almost have to think like a bad guy. Think like the wolf. What would the wolf be doing if he came into the church to attack the sheep? That's how security is based around. Whether you're looking at watching people's mannerisms and their behaviors and at the doors, hey, how you doing today? God bless you. Thank you for being here. You can get a lot when I ask Jim Williams that at the door. How you doing? I'm smiling at you. And Jim looks right through me, doesn't even hear me. I'm going to go and talk to Jim a little more. Hey, can I get you a cup of coffee? How can I help you today? Maybe you've had a bad day and you just need some prayer, or maybe you have bad intentions. And then we go further with that.
Do you recognize that, Vince? Do you notice things? Maybe it's even a spiritual sensitivity, or is there body language and things where you can see things and anticipate there's going to be an issue?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've trained my mind to do that everywhere we go. My wife tells me to shut it off. You just can't. Restaurants, everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere. You just have to. It's just part of your being once you develop that.
So, Todd, and I hope they don't mind me mentioning this, because they have a rockin' church going called Awaken Church in Rio Rancho. Three young pastors rocking and rolling. They're meeting at the CrossFit gym out in Rio Rancho. It's really growing exponentially. What are some things that young people like them may not even think about when it comes to security?
You know, the major attitude that I think we come across most is, it'll never happen to me, or it'll never happen here. You know, we're a small church. We're attracting a younger crowd, whatever. But it will never happen. It'll happen in larger cities. It'll happen somewhere else. And that is the mindset that'll get you killed, unfortunately. The idea that to think that we're somehow immune to this violence or to any sort of attack on a church or anywhere like that, is just foolish, especially nowadays. And so, as Vince was saying, it takes the mindset of thinking, when is this attack going to come? Not if, but when. And I'll give you an example. You know, every week there's a staff devotionals here at Calvary. And it's in the smaller section, a worship area. And every time I come, I stand in the back and I stand by the windows to look out at the campus. And last week, one of the people there, staff, randomly came up to me and said, "You know, I notice you." And I said, "What do you mean you notice me?" He says, "I notice that when we're worshiping and praying or listening, and I look over, I just kind of peek over, you're looking out the window." And he said, "That makes me feel so safe." And to me, that's rewarding, right?
Yeah.
But that is the sheepdog mentality that, as Vince is talking about, that you train yourself to be on alert. When would I attack this place? Well, when they're involved in worship and it's, and they're in prayer. So mindset, my mind goes to, this is the time when I need to be on my toes and looking out. I can worship and I can pray as I'm staring out the window, making sure that there's nothing, no bad guys coming up on us.
Well, I think it's kind of fun because this past Sunday, we had one of our pastors teaching in place of Skip, and I won't mention his name, but he said that, you know, Americans, and maybe this is true with a lot of Christians around the world, we fold our hands and we bow our heads. But people in the Bible didn't pray that way. They lifted their hands up and they looked up to heaven and they prayed that way. So what you're doing is exactly, you're looking and you're aware, but you're still communicating with God. But I can see the great intentions, the, you know, worshiping together. We all miss that because we didn't get to do that for 60 days or 75 days. So coming back together was really important. You know, I've actually not been in the services of Calvary. I've been sitting out in the amphitheater. Okay. And, but the fellowship that I have, the time I get to, and I've been nervous only because I have, my parents are older and I get to see them very frequently and I don't want to have any risk of that. So, you know, call me paranoid or whatever, but I love them and they're the most important thing to me right now.
Yeah.
And I can come and worship and talk with people and be with friends, but having community, being here and you all protecting it and overseeing it and all of that stuff is really, really valuable. So Vince, I'm going to go to you. You make a $50 investment. You may be a physician in town and you attend a certain fellowship. As the safety director at Calvary, would you like that physician to let you know that he fellowships at your church and may be available? You know that he's here most Sundays at 9 o'clock. Would it be good to know that for you?
Absolutely. I think the there's a saying here at Calvary that be careful that you go what you go and tell Vince that you may be and may be able to help. Because guess what?
You're
hey,
help.
Can you help next month? You mind teaching the class? We're blessed with the staff and we have here. We're blessed with the volunteers, the servants, incredible team. You know, the LifeTrack team. We go out and we promote it and. We have restrictions. Obviously, you got to be coming here for a certain amount of time. You got to be willing and capable to have training. But we have a medical coordinator, Dr. Culver. She's a blessing. She oversees it. She's an ER doctor. But you get a paramedic that works the streets. We have 6 paramedics that will volunteer in the ministry on different teams. We have, I think, 5 EMTs. So a paramedic and EMTs. We have, you know, 3 campuses in Santa Fe. We're blessed to be able to have the people we have and the leadership we have, that the team leaders and stuff. What we've done is been able to train up everybody. So everybody on every ministry, on every campus involving safety gets the same training. If we have an active shooter training, everybody has to go through it. If we have a tactical medical class, Todd put on 2 last year, I believe, here for our volunteers and our red hats and CRTs that work here on campus, they have to go through it. They have to learn how to put on a tourniquet. They have to learn how to plug a hole. What happens if Vince has chest pains and I'm sweating? You better be calling 911 immediately. But in the meantime, you triage me because it'll take 7 to 8 minutes for them to get here. That's why we don't wait always for law enforcement to show up. We try to triage the situation until they arrive or the fire department or medics. Because once the professionals arrive, we hand the baton over to them and we assist them at that point in time. give me an example. If we have a volunteer that's not well trained and we get a bomb threat on this campus during service times, the police officer arrives here. He's going to say, why did you call the police? What makes this package suspicious? What makes that look suspicious? And you got to have an answer. Well, we've already done this. We've already done the HOT. It's hidden, obviously not typical. It's an acronym, H-O-T. So every volunteer is trained with the basics. What is suspicious about it? Because we have to go and inspect it and clear it before we call the police. If a bomb squad comes out, they're going to shut down everything, and the entire church gets evacuated, every building, every nook and cranny. Having that volunteer knowing the basics on what to do in that situation versus Vince falling down with a chest pain and having a heart attack, knowing the basics and what to do is critical. And we have to be able to establish that training within. And I know a lot of churches don't have that capacity, but there's a lot of resources out there to help churches and come alongside them. And we'll explain that on next Saturday.
And you're going to literally help them understand how to select volunteers. And
absolutely,
you happen to have a lot of volunteers that are former law enforcement and have extensive training. And I think that most people are going to be surprised that they have those kind of professionals in their congregation.
Absolutely. Especially police officers and firefighters and doctors. They want to come in and blend in. And once they know you have some organization, they'll want to be part of the ministry.
Yeah. Todd, I'm going to ask you a question that I think is serious, but I all want to use the word fun. You guys have fun with this, don't you?
We do, in the sense that it's fun to see people like the light bulb come on in their way of thinking. And it's great to have folks come up after the conference and say, you know, I never thought of that, or I'm going to tell my pastor about this. And so it's those parts of it are fun. And it's also fun to hear back the feedback from them and answer their really, you know, what if questions, you know, or how to questions. How do I build this team? Where do I start? All those things. It is so cool to just give them a small piece of the knowledge, small piece of the pie, and just let them run with it and take off with it.
I love it. We are visiting with Todd Patton and Vince Harrison. They're both on the Calvary Safety Team, and they are going to be running the Place of Worship, Effective Security Response to Protests and Demonstration. It's going to be a training seminar at Calvary Church Westside, 6051 Winter Haven Road Northwest. That's at Montano and Coors. You can register by going to the calvarynm.church website, or you can also go to global1defense.com. It's an 8-hour advanced training. So thank you for joining us today, gentlemen, on ABQ Connect.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.